This is Sophie Grant interviewing Flo Paul. So can you tell me what role you have played for the circus?
Mainly I was involved through working with my dad when he had Arts Play Umbrella and No Fit Fit Circus toured with them. And I helped out on those tours. And mainly never performing, always only ever doing backstage or workshop stuff. And then I think I might have done a little bit of stage management at some point, but I can't properly remember. I'm sorry.
That's okay, no problem. So what shows have you been involved with?
Well, I remember Risky in Pink show when that was around.
Oh, so very early on then.
Yeah, really early on. The one that had the treasure map in it. The one where Ali had on a big dress and her and Dave fell in love. It would have been early on. It would have been in sort of late 80s, early 90s, was it? Yeah, it was good fun. I mean, I was quite young then. It was fun. They were one of the touring companies that toured with my dad's circus. So they were one of a few different shows that came along. I mean, yeah, it was good fun. They were a good bunch of people to tour with. They became good friends as well. They were pretty committed to what they did. You could see that they were probably going to go above and beyond what they were doing with my dad at the time, because they had ideas in terms of where they wanted to go.
So do you still have much involvement with No Fit State now?
I haven't actually even seen one of their shows for a while. I do occasionally go and see them when they're in London, but I know them as people rather than as performers now, if you know what I mean.
Great. So what are you doing with yourself now?
I work at the National Theatre. I work in the learning department and I run the adult community and corporate programmes.
Okay, great. So do you feel like No Fit State led you into that line of work at all? Or
Well, I don't know if it was... No Fit State were one of many people and organisations that I came across. And like I said, because my dad ran Arts Play Umbrella, I did grow up with a lot of that around me. So yes, that's probably influenced my decisions in terms of the sorts of fields that I wanted to work in.
Great. So what are your favourite memories of being involved with No Fit State? Do you have any stories to tell?
What are my favourite memories? One of my favourite memories is the one of the tours that we did with my dad, and we were up in Scotland, and I think it was 1990, but I could be wrong, I don't know. And we were in lots of different parks, and one of the places we toured was right by a running track.
Okay.
And we had we set our own Olympics that evening, and we all ran and did various silly races. But at the end of it, I could be wrong here because I may be mixing up things. You'll have to speak to the person who's actually this. But at the end of it, Marion, who was married at the time to Goffey, went into labour and her child was born. Not there and then, but in the hospital that evening. My dad did a lot of work around that. As part of the package, when it went on tour, there were always workshops as well as shows, and the workshops were either open to members of the general public to book onto, or they were in conjunction with community groups and play centres and play schemes and the like. So I've never been directly involved in a No Fit State community show as in their current incarnation, but at the time we did do a lot of workshops with young people in the settings that we were at. So we tended to be, in those days, you get booked by a local council and you'd be in different parks in all over Britain, and as part of that package we work with the local communities.
If it's not with No Fit State, have you worked on many community shows outside of that?
Yes, I do. I mean, that's what I do now in my current job. I run the community programme in the learning department, like I said, at the National Theatre. So we do put on some productions. We just had a big community company in one of our main stage productions, like Shining in Buckinghamshire, who went on to put on their own production a declaration from the people. It's not often that the community work that I do, though, culminates in shows. Usually it's a more of a development opportunity for those community groups and harder to reach groups, and we do sort of projects with them. But there's always space for I'm always on the lookout for trying to do performance opportunities with them, but there's not always the budget to do that.
I see. So is there anything else at all you can remember that might be of any interest for anyone listening to this interview in about 100 years' time?
We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, and it was funny because when it first started, I guess it felt really new, the things that No Fit State were doing. You know, when we were very first touring with my dad, it was really early days, and there weren't a lot of organisations around there doing that type of work. You know, I remember going to see our Chaos at the site at the same time when those early days, but it wasn't the big field that it is now. So it was kind of good to be at the start of that, and it's pretty amazing that No Fit State have gone from that group of just out of university, we got a good idea, let's do this bunch of people, into turning it into a big operation that tours nationally and internationally. So hats off to them for that, really, and especially considering that it's such a crowded marketplace these days. There's a lot of circus out there, so they've done well to keep sort of reinventing themselves and making sure that they're there. So yeah, good on them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I think I've got quite a lot of good information out of you. And yeah. Thanks for taking your time to speak to me.
All right, thanks a lot.